It's here and now, and with the fall film season fully underway, gentlemen, start your engines.
New car. I noticed. Pole position. I noticed that too.
Level playing field now, my ratty little friend.
Yeah. Let's see where we are after lap one. Let's see where we are in five precious time.
A scene from director Ron Howard's Rush, which stars Chris Hemsworth and Daniel Brühl as real-life motor racing stars James Hunt and Niki Lauda, who battled for supremacy in Formula One racing in the 1970s. It opens nationwide this week and is just one of the films vying for Oscar gold this fall season. Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr has more. And first of all, Ty, is it a given that this is when, you know, people put films out to go for the statue? Is it a good field?
Actually, this year, it's a surprisingly good field. And yes, we are in the fall serious season after the summer silly season. Labor Day is the starting gun with the Toronto Film Festival, where all the, pursuing the racing metaphor, where all the serious, ambitious movies line up at the starting line and want to be seen and also hope to win some awards so that they can be seen some more.
Okay, so no more apocalypse and zombies. So let's take a look at what we have. Rush. Now, Ty, we know NASCAR's huge, but this is about Formula One racing, not so huge, and that's part of the film. Tell us more about it.
We forget how good a director Ron Howard can be, especially when he's doing genre films. Remember his boxing film with Russell Crowe a couple of years back, which was terrific. Rush is a really good movie, and it's not so much because of the racing sequences, which are state-of-the-art, but about the character dynamic between James Hunt, who's this golden playboy, played by Chris Hemsworth, who played Thor, and Niki Lauda, who is sort of this Teutonic grind, played by Daniel Brühl. And it really is an odd couple mismatch, two men who are both the best at what they do, that plays out throughout the film and actually ends up surprisingly emotionally touching by the end of the film. It's a surprisingly good movie, and I don't think you have to be into cars, NASCAR, or racing to appreciate what it does.
Okay. Well, do you have to be into space exploration to like Gravity? This is another film we're hearing about. Alfonso Cuarón's film opens October 4th. It stars Sandra Bullock and George Clooney as astronauts working on a space station. Disaster strikes. The trailers are tension-filled. Let's listen to a clip.
Explore's been hit. Explore, do you read?
Actually, that sound clip is funny because really the movie is about what happens after all that, and you've got Sandra Bullock and George Clooney in space suits, stuck in space with nothing to go back to. I mean, that's the ultimate maroon.
Well, and you have a director, Alfonso Cuarón. Does he pull it off? He directed the third Harry Potter. He's also done art house films, Y Tu Mama Tambien. Did he pull this big thing off?
Well, Cuarón is actually one of the best movie makers out there currently working. He can do small with Y Tu Mama Tambien. He can do mid-range with the fantastic Children of Men. He can do Hollywood blockbusters with Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, which is probably the best of that series. I think in this case, he wanted the challenge of taking this situation that's extremely macro, as big as the universe, and extremely micro. You're a tiny little human stuck in space. What do you do? And the film really works out that basic conundrum very satisfactorily.
Okay, so applause there. Let's move on to 12 Years a Slave. It stars Chiwetel Ejiofor as Solomon Northrup, a freeborn black man sold into slavery. Let's listen to a little of the trailer. It's due out October 17th.
Days ago, I was with my family and my home. Now you tell me all is lost.
If you want to survive, do and say as little as possible.
Well, I don't want to survive. I want to live.
Lots of buzz around this film, Ty.
Yeah, this is really, at this point, considered a front runner, if not the front runner, for a best picture. For one thing, it's got a director named Steve McQueen, not to be confused with the actor, the British artist turned filmmaker who made Hunger. And I think this is kind of his coming of age as not just a commercial filmmaker, but a commercial auteur, a commercial artistic filmmaker. I haven't seen this film yet. Everybody I know who has seen it is praising it to the skies, not just for the filmmaking, but I think one of the things that people are talking about is the way that it portrays slavery in the 19th century, the institution without blinking. It really wants people to look at what the reality of this was for people who were in it.
That's Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr. If you just joined us, he's taking a look at the fall movies he's excited about, including 12 Years a Slave, which he was just talking about. This is Here and Now. And Ty, we've been reading that with 12 Years a Slave, Lee Daniels' The Butler, Fruitvale Station, the new biopic Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, this could be an historic best actor race because of the number of African-American leads.
Yeah, it's an unusual year in which a lot of films coming out about the African-American experience, seriously minded, well done, dealing with the topic and the topics in a way in which they probably couldn't have been dealt with 10 years ago, certainly not 20, 30, 40 years ago. And there are some terrific performances in there, yes. And you do have Forrest Whitaker in The Butler, and Michael B. Jordan in Fruitvale Station, and Idris Elba, terrific actor, in Mandela Long Walk to Freedom, and Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave. And that's just talking about the actors. There are also terrific performances by actresses.
Yes.
So it's going to be, you know, it shouldn't be a big deal. It's a situation that's been a long time in coming, but it also has a lot to do with the movies that are actually out there. And again, these are movies that have been a long time coming.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on that. But we know another film you're excited about, Ty, this fall, August Osage County. It's based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning play by Tracy Letts. All-star cast here, Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, Ewan McGregor, Chris Cooper. How is their room on the screen? Doesn't open till December, but are you excited?
Oh, I'm excited. I've seen it. I saw it at the Toronto Film Festival. And this is one where it's all about the performances. And look who you've got. You've got Meryl Streep, especially playing this toxic Midwestern mama who is just poison to all of her relatives, and they have to figure out how to deal with her. It is a part that Meryl Streep just sinks her teeth into and overacts in the best way that only she can do. It is a filmed play. Every now and then the camera sort of wanders outdoors, but it's so well written and so well acted and so volcanic that you don't care.
By the way, Toronto Film Festival, did you see anything there off the radar that's exciting you?
I saw a couple of smaller movies that I really was excited by and really appreciated. One of them is called All Is By My Side, and it is directed by the screenwriter John Ridley, and it is a biopic sort of about the early days of Jimi Hendrix, who's played by Andre Benjamin, otherwise known as Andre 3000, the performer. And it's not your typical Ray Charles kind of biopic. It's much more impressionistic. It's about the year that he went from being a nobody to being the great guitar god we know. And it really, without trying to solve the enigma of Hendrix, it gets you to understand what it must have been like for this person who is so into his music that he barely was able to deal with the real world to become famous and supported by people who got him there. And one that I saw that I really just enjoyed, it's a small movie, but it just has a lovely glow to it. It's called Fading Gigolo, and it's written and directed and stars John Turturro, the actor, who occasionally directs movies that are unusual and pretty good, and this one's his best one yet. And he plays a middle-aged Manhattan guy who loses his job and decides to become a gigolo to older men. And his pimp is played by Woody Allen, and probably one of the funniest, best performances.
That's just funny.
Exactly. And the cast, it's got Sofia Vergara, it's got Sharon Stone, it's got Liev Schreiber playing an Orthodox policeman. It's just this kind of wacky small movie that ends up just making you feel happy.
Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr talking about the films he's excited to see this fall season. We'll have the whole list at hereandnow.org. Ty, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And you might immediately recognize, I'm sure you do, Jeremy, Andre 3000,
yes,
who stars as Jimi Hendrix in All Is By My Side, as this guy, the one who wrote and performed this 2003 hit. So we get to play it again. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston with a new performance season. Miranda Juli, Carol Armitage, and Bill T. Jones. More at icaboston.org.